thrown the window out the rules about this year.
You've thrown the window out of the rules.
I've just rated my 12 favourite things.
Oh.
And I've brought them to the studio and I'm just going to shout.
You have got a big bag at the moment.
Yeah, so, well, yeah, just you wait.
Okay. So the way it's going to work is that we've picked our favourite 11 songs of the year. We've had the lists cross-referenced, and any songs which appeared in both lists, whoever had it higher got to keep it.
I believe that was the rules.
Yeah.
And then there was a draw, though, I believe.
There was a draw.
And that issue was sent to the UN. And after some heady debating, obviously Russia tried to block it. They always do. It was decided that because I was losing another song, then Joel would lose his song that was tied at number 5.
So I've lost number 5, which means that my number 12 sneaks into the list.
Yes. And I lost my number 9.
You lost your number 9?
Or 8.
I don't know which one
I did. I lost one of mine, so my number 12 was snucked up indeed to be my number 11. Are you following so far, fans of maths and hierarchy?
So it's a 12, really, isn't it? Would you like to hear my number 12 of the year?
Yes.
It's by Beirut.
That's great.
It's Santa Fe, and here it is.
Just too young, and what of my heart?
We've problem solved in the studio today. We're using different microphones because we're solving a long-standing issue in the Sheffield Live studio. It's one of the lovable features about Sheffield Live. Is it lovable? It's not really.
I don't know.
It's more annoying, isn't it?
Yeah, I think more annoying than lovable. But
how's your levels looking? You're looking something good. I think I'm a little bit too high.
There's no light and it confuses me. Anyway, we're chatting when I've chosen 6 minutes of music for the next track.
Yeah.
So that was Joel's 11th favourite of the year.
12.
12th favourite of the year.
Yep, that was Beirut with Santa Fe. I don't think that microphone's working, actually.
It is.
Oh, really close. Yeah. So that was from the album The Riptide, which came out in May and was very, very good. But yes. So yes. You've got 6 minutes to hit us with now.
Roughly. Coming from Sheffield, with, like a bullet from a gun, champion kickboxer, going to get you up your bum. Champion kickboxer with a track called Tumbling, which came from the Thumbs album, their posthumous album, which came out in October. I decided against the hedonism of choosing the track that had words I wrote. So here we go, this is Tumbling. Many apologies to Champion Kickboxer for talking over the end of the song, but we have to today because of time constraints. That was Tumbling by Champion Kickboxer from the Thumbs album, which you can get from various sources in Sheffield or the internet.
I like that.
Yeah, that was my 12th favourite song of the year, the 11th in order I will play today.
No, is that, really, that was your 12th. Okay. That was your 12th. Yeah, so we've already heard my 12th, which was Beirut Santa Fe, and that was Owen's 12th. Now we're going to move on to number 11, and we're going to do these back-to-back.
Are we?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so you're both are 11s back-to-back.
I think so. Shall I do mine first?
Yeah, go
for it. I'll go for mine first, okay. So this is from an album which came out in about May time, follow-up to my album of the year from 2008. The Kills album, Midnight Boom. The new album was called Blood Pressures. Very good, not quite as good as Midnight Boom, but it did have a few very good tracks on it, including this one, which starts the album. And I know for a fact that this is Mr. Ross Carter's favourite song of the year.
Wow.
Didn't know that before last weekend. Do now. So here is my selection for number 11. I don't know what yours is. Are you going to say what it is yet, or are you just going to put it on?
Can't remember what it is.
We'll put mine on them first. Here's the Kills.
It's Mind Killer by Gang Gang Dance in a strange name similarity issue.
Oh.
So it's the Kills, then Gang Gang Dance.
King Gang 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 Gangs.
Gang Gangas.
Here we go.
Could wait. 93.2 FM.
Hello. That was Mindkiller by Gang Gang Dance from Eye Contact, an album released earlier in 2011, a year from which we are plundering myself and Joel's favourite songs of the year.
And that was your track number 11, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes, it was. Sorry, was that the list right in front of me? I didn't look at it, so I didn't focus it at all. So yes, we've skirted around the outsides of the top 10 now, but it's time to jump right in. I'm going to go first.
Okay.
I'm going to first with mine, and I'm going to go Scandinavian. It's taken three songs for me to go Scandinavian. It's Scandinavian pop, and it is the lovely Oland, and you'll see that I think the vocals from the Gang Gang Dance track are very similar to the vocals in the next Oland track. So this was a single that preempted the album, which was self-titled, and it's called Son of a Gun, and I just like it a lot.
Great.
Yeah, so I'm going to play it, and then we're going to come back before you play your 10, aren't we?
Yeah, I think
that's
so.
That's what we'll do.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go.
Bye.
So that was Oland with Son of a Gun from an album which came out in this country only a month or two ago, but has been out in the rest of the world since about February, and that's when we started playing that song.
I remember it well, because I remember doing a funny voice for Son of a Gun. It was great.
Her real name is Nana Oland Fabricus.
That's a lovely name.
It is.
Isn't that a lovely name, listeners?
Hmm. So that was my number 10 of my 10th favourite song of 2011. Is that the year? That's the right year, isn't it? Yes.
It's 2011.
Follow that, player.
Okay. My next song Is by Mikhail Cronin, and I think we played it once and I forgot all about it, and then I read it in a track list when I was looking through the year and I thought I remember that one, and it's great. It's called Apathy.
I don't know if I can be bothered to press the button.
Yeah, it's good. Waiting, waiting for someone to hold my eyes in the sunlight, and I'm older. It stops and starts.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, it stops and starts. And I always thought that was the mark of a great song back in the Dancing in Disco's day. So a look back to the Dancing in Disco days. Mikhail Cronin with Apathy from his self-titled debut album, Mikhail Cronin from September.
And that was your 10th favourite track of 2011.
I believe that to be correct.
Could probably have been your favourite track of 1996
exactly,
as well.
Exactly. It's Leadmill Small Room Classic time.
Yes. Right, so it is a breakdown. We've just gone past 3:30. We're counting down our favourite songs of the year. So we've got two parallel charts going on. But it's going to veer a little bit off course now, because to take into account the factors which mean we can't have the same song in each chart, I'm going to play two tracks now. And then we're going to go back to yours.
Okay.
So the first track is by a band who got to number 2 on my chart last year.
Woo!
With the song Anyone's Ghost.
Oh, that's the band The National.
Fantastic album last year, High Violet. And in recent weeks, two new tracks by The National have been played live. I think as part of a radio session. One of them, Ryland, could quite easily have got into my charts. Couldn't find a way to download it, though. So going to go with a track which was written specifically for the Portal 2 soundtrack.
I remember this one.
Back in April. And it's the beautiful Exile Vilify. So this is National. And then after this, you'll hear my number 8 as well. And then we'll be back.
Love, have you given Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
I'm caught between the pen and the page, lost in the remains of the age. Daddy, when you were young, was it all this strange? Fears inching up the ridge of my spine. The talking clock reminded me I never felt all myself, and I don't know why. I can't seem to get to grips with it. I almost touch my fingertips to it. Why? Oh my, oh my. And the stars came out as the lights went out, and I could not speak, so I had to shout. And the moon passed sadly by. On my iPhone screen, honey, I've seen the truth, and it's worse than it seemed. Sins derived and sins original lies, eclipsed and lies made visible. I'm turning my back on the world, fixing my eyes on the sky. I can't seem to get to grips with it. I almost touch my fingertips to it. Why? Oh my, oh my. And the
two tracks from my personal selection box there. First up was The National with Exile Vilified from the Portal 2 soundtrack. That was my number 9. And we followed it with the jaunty Hoosiers-esque Sounds of the Veils with their single The Stars Came Out Once the Lights Went Out, which came out in January and was part of an EP called The Troubles of the Brain EP. And the main man of the Veils, a Mr. Finn McAndrews, is currently working on their fourth album, which will be the follow-up to 2009's Sun Gangs.
That's great news for all Veils fans.
There was a lot of very accurate information in that link.
There was indeed.
Take from it what you want.
Well done. So it's time now for my song, which is number 8, but maybe my 7th favourite. No, it's my 8th favourite.
It is your 8th.
It's my 8th favourite of the year, apparently, now, because we're on the mathematical track to certainty. Great. It's Cheesy Pop. It could fit in similar vein to that the song we just played before. It's not out of place in any indie disco in the past 20 years. 30 years, maybe, even. It's Cheesy Pop. It's classic. It's romantic. It's Patrick Wolf with The City.
Yes.
Yeah, the Dexys Midnight Runners there with The City.
Oh, it's Patrick Wall.
It was, isn't it?
It's Patrick Wall.
From Lupercalia in June.
And that was that June?
June.
Oh, yeah. Quite a long way back.
And that came out as a single before that.
It did, yeah. It was the very start of the year. I'm going to go a bit darker now, if it's all right for you.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah, I'm going to feel the beat, and then we're going to feel the pulse.
I know what this one is.
I reckon this was about from May, but it's an absolutely fantastic track from a really good album. Feel It Break, I believe the name of Austria's debut album, featuring Katie Stelmanis and some sleeper blokes in the background. But this was, I think, the first taster of the album, and it came out in about February time. Absolutely fantastic, this is. And it's my longest song of the day, and it would only be, I think, your fourth longest song of the day. So I'm going to get this started.
It would be my number nine as well.
Would this have been your number nine?
This was my number nine before Joel picked it. Am I supposed to share that?
No, you are supposed to share that. That surprises me. I thought another track would have been the one that was taken out, one I've got coming up after this one. But so my number, what number is this from me? Seven. Number seven, and Owen's number nine. Here we go. Austria.
Heard
Beat and the Pulse from the album Feel It Break, which was my seventh favourite song of the year.
That's great news.
What's your seventh favourite song of the year?
My seventh favourite song of the year is actually a demo from a band called Carousels.
Oh, yeah. I like this one. Yeah.
It's called Here to Me, and it was back in the end of July. There are a couple of demo tracks that were downloadable. This was one of it, which probably means that I can get the full recorded version of this in my top 10 next year.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. So, yeah, this is Here to Me by the Carousels. So there, fading out, the sound of the future, Carousels, a duo from the south of this country, making music, and so look out for them.
Yeah, that was good.
Thanks.
I like that one. Right, to take us up to 4 o'clock, we're going to play a track which I expected to appear in your 12, actually. I'm surprised it hasn't. I'm wondering if the adjudicator of our list has made a mistake here. But it's a song which features the wonkiest riff of the year, or the best key change. A guitar man by the name of Mr. Kurt Vile.
Yeah, we've had an error here.
Have we had an error?
Yeah, we'll sort it out. You play it.
Yeah, okay. I'll play this then. This is Jesus Fever.